Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. We got, oh my gosh, this is quite possibly the greatest 2 days of sports, okay? This is the only time that we have any. We had Wimbledon on, but nobody cares about that. Right?
I see
why. We got the Open Championship for 2 days, yeah. Right? I mean, does it get any better when you wake up in the middle of the night and they're playing golf? I mean, a major?
Why are we not calling it the British Open?
Or just the Open?
But why did it
It's not even the Open Championship anymore. It's the Open.
Why do they keep trying to rebrand? Make themselves cool. You're still playing on goat ranches.
Well, because
you're
a lot of the
courses...
You're still
playing link-style golf where it blows at 40 miles. It's always a derecho. Look at that. Look at that flag.
Well, yeah. It's
gonna, well, they're going to lose power there.
Oh, they don't have any power there.
Oh, okay.
Look at the greens. Look at the grass. They don't have water.
Thank God they don't have a center point there.
They do not have any.
They would not have. I know.
They don't have any.
No, like, why did... But seriously, why did they change?
I think because not everywhere is... Britain, right? They're playing in Scotland. They're playing in Ireland.
Let me ask you a question. Where does UCLA play now?
At Pauley Pavilion?
No, where does UCLA and USC, what conference are they in?
Oh, we don't. No one knows. I mean, honestly.
It's the Big Ten.
It's no.
How many teams are in it?
Well, 40.
You don't have to be factual. That needed to stay the 40. British Open.
Well, but to be cool. I'm pretty sure in Ireland and in Scotland, they don't care about the British.
They were the...
You know, they
so
don't
what did they
be...
change their names to? It went from the British Open to what?
To the Open Championship. Now it's just the Open.
And then soon it'll just be Open. And then it'll be the O.
The yeah. O. The O.
They think they're trying to get the millennials
it's
in,
the
involved.
Greatest 2 days
I mean,
of
not
sports.
The millennials.
We get to do the show, and I get to watch golf at the same time.
Yeah.
Meaningful Open Championship golf.
It's kind of like when me and Del were watching, and you, though, were watching all the international soccer when we do the show. Like when World Cup
yeah,
is on.
Yeah, that's what I said. See, this is better.
But when World Cup is on and you can watch all the matches and do this and then, you know, just look at what some of the numbers are.
What? Okay. Are you looking at any of the numbers? Look at Rory. He's such a mess. Every guy that I picked in my pool is 2 over. Now 3 over. Rory, you suck.
Wait, are they already done? There's some guys already done?
Yeah, this guy's done.
They gotta
it
move
starts
that...
at 4 in the morning here.
Stupid. They got to move it back so we can watch easier.
Okay, do you know about sunlight? Have you heard?
I did have someone ask, like, I was in a conversation, why in the world would the Euros be starting at 2, which would be like 9 o'clock there? You know, they start 2 here, the championship. Right. It's like 9 there. Do you think that part of that was for the Asian, because it was very early in Asia, the Asian and U.S. market being able to watch?
Possibly, as opposed to...
I think it might have been, too.
Yeah. It's usually around noon here, 7 o'clock there. They're night games, right?
Well,
right,
Champions League will start in the mid, like 2 in the afternoon here.
Yeah.
So that's been a thing for a time now.
Do you think that's to get eyes around the world?
It would make some sense. Champions League is a thing everyone watches.
I guess.
Like, because Premier League stuff doesn't start at like 2:30.
No, it starts
Saturdays.
Starts at
the
10
last
or 11.
The last games are at 11:45, whatever. But it doesn't start that late here. Those games start at like noon at the latest here. So, yeah, it's probably for an international audience.
This started at 2 in the morning here, 2:30, which is 7 a.m. there.
Well, I mean, that makes sense. With the tea time.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's a bunch of players. And, Justin Thomas, by the way, is your leader at
3 under. 5-hour
difference
there should be more than that.
Pardon me? It's
you
7 hours.
Two here. It's 7 hours. Make it 9 o'clock there.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, it was earlier. It was midnight-ish. Yeah.
Oh, when it started?
Yeah. Somebody said, yeah, it starts at 12:30.
Okay, so you said this is going to be one of the greatest 2 days because of this and what else?
Well, we go to East River 9 tomorrow, right? To do the show there for in celebration of golf. It's a celebration of golf. We'll be able. It's the greatest 2 days because I get to actually enjoy something while we're doing the show.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah.
As opposed to usual, while talking, you know, to you guys.
Sometimes I see your scrolls. It's enjoyable.
Well, there are some enjoyable things here. Uh-huh. Some of my scrolls are pretty enjoyable sometimes.
It's just on your timeline. You don't search for it.
No.
Like that. That's
enjoyable.
That's just timeline. Yeah.
Right? I mean.
Hey, where does Wendy live right now?
She's here.
Oh.
Yeah. What? No.
Boo. Get her out there.
She's here. She's here.
You can enjoy your timeline more.
Yeah. No. It's all good. I got golf to enjoy. That's what I got to enjoy.
You got that. And baseball.
No, not yet.
I know, but it's coming up. But did you see?
Right, not till tomorrow. And how about it's Seattle? We start with Seattle.
So?
I mean,
well,
no.
That's, isn't that what you want?
Yeah.
The Astros have been a hot team. Seattle's not been a hot team.
No.
I mean, the Astros, well, have been a hot team in general. They did lose.
No, they're the best team in baseball over the last month and a half.
Right, right. But they did lose the last series to the Rangers.
Yeah, but that's okay.
At home.
That's okay. I mean, stuff happens. That's all right. And they're one game out, and they've been the best team in baseball. And with all these injuries, and with it looks like Lance McCullers is coming back. It looks like Luis Garcia.
What?
That's all good.
What do you mean,
Verlander?
He's just sneaking
he's
that
just
through everything,
making stuff up.
It looks like
will Lance McCullers pitch this year? I'm going to say no.
The answer's no.
I'm going to say no. They haven't said no.
No, they haven't said no, but there's no chance.
But
Dana Brown did say if he does come back, he's going to the bullpen. And he might come back the last month.
Well, he came back in August. I want to say, like, he came back in August in 2022.
Yeah.
So it's possible. Luis Garcia, it sounds like he's coming back, but it's still, you know.
Well, they shut him down. He was supposed to pitch during the All-Star, during the break here, and he didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't throw.
The timeline, he was in the dugout with the team with uniform.
Well, that's great.
But he had a 713 chain when it was 713 day. But it was, I think he's probably going to be one of those guys where they're just going to, you know, maybe the timeline's a little different than they expected. But I think he'll be back in August.
Oh, good. Rory just hit one. He's three over, and he just hit one out of bounds. Nice job, Rory.
What do you have? You have a bet on him or something?
What?
You have a bet on Rory?
Yeah, he's on his
team.
Yeah,
no, Rory's on my team.
Well, you're just randomly missing a shot.
This is
going to
turn into my fantasy football team, but for golf.
Right.
Hey, I have that guy.
Even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is worse.
It's the most boringest thing ever.
Actually, it's not worse because I'm used to it with fantasy football.
But for the people who aren't looking at the screen, it's the worst for him to interject with, oh, Rory missed a shot. Okay, whatever.
Everybody cares.
No one cares.
Everyone cares.
Really, a lot of people don't care. The people who care are already watching on their phone.
No, they're in their car right now I wish I had that job talking and watching golf. That's what they're saying.
Even though
they're rich and we're, you know, us.
You can wish that all you want, but you don't have this job.
Right. Right. You can wish in one hand and
crap in the other. Yes. See which one gets full first.
Said, guess what? You're in your car going to work. You're probably making a lot more money than
we are. Let me ask
you
a question.
So there's that trade-off.
I'm not saying teeing off from the tips, but if I teed off from the regular,
not from the pro tips, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
and I played an entire round at this course at the British Open. Could I get a par?
Yes, you absolutely could. Yeah, not from the pro tees.
No,
no,
you no. Wouldn't. But I still have to be able to make I play once every three years.
I've seen you play. You can hit the ball.
Yeah, I know, but I still have to putt.
Yeah, well, there's that.
I still have to, you know, I still have to hit an approach shot.
Well, but you're playing your tees, so yes, you could. If you were playing
the
pro tees,
how hard are the greens here relative? Are they known for being, I mean, they're huge greens.
Yeah.
How difficult are they considered? Are they fast or like typically?
They're just, yeah, they're good. They're good speed. Yeah, they're really, they're good
speed. But they're not as tricky as like U.S. Open.
No, it's not stupid like that. No, the U.S. Open was really stupid. And that wasn't even fun to watch.
Get this out of the way real quick and see what Gilbert wants before we get back.
Well, maybe he wants to talk golf.
Whatever it is that we're talking about today.
Okay, Gilbert, what's going on? He's a sleeper.
Cannot be asleep.
He's already.
Gilbert.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's all.
I mean, he called.
He just called. How did he fall asleep? Well, my wife says when he called.
Oh, I know how he fell asleep.
How did he fall asleep, though?
Golf talk.
I mean, I was right there with him.
Talking about Lance making pars?
All of it.
Yeah. All of it. So I immediately wake up to a direct message from my boy Dusty. And he sent a Twitter post about Caitlin Clark getting her 19 assists.
Okay.
Sets a record. You don't think she should be in the – yeah, she shouldn't be on the Olympic team. And I tell her, hey, do this 7 weeks ago when they're making the team. First of all, I still think it's best that she not be center of attention.
I do too.
Because as the season goes on, I think what you're going to see is she's just going to be one of the girls. Everyone's going to be cool with her. She's at the All-Star game. I think that's going to be very
beneficial.
I know, it's a lot of attention, but
she's the leading vote getter.
Yeah, but they're going to get to spend time with her. I think that, although I will say she says all the right things. She's very polished, polished. But I think people are going to get to see her as just like not an enemy, but just, you know, just another player. I think they'll be cool. This is the best case scenario for, you know, Trump, the presidential stuff is probably the best case scenario for, because now all this weird, the culture warriors out there have now shifted. Now we got to shift back to the presidential stuff, and we'll leave the, you know, Angel Reese is still going to get her hate. Caitlin's going to get her hate.
Well, they're going to be on the same team together, and you're going to find out afterwards that they were awesome and they're friends and. You know, and it's just, they're just great, and everything is great now. So it's going to come down.
Caitlin Clark is
going to be accepted.
Caitlin Clark is proving it as a basketball player, what she had to do. And it's not, I mean, historically, we've been told this for six decades. Rookies come in, there's an acclimation process, they're going to struggle, and then if they're legit, They get better. Mm-hmm. That's what happens, and that's what's happening with Caitlin Clark. you know, Angel just can't shoot. Like, she's just a bad
That's
shooter.
Angel Reese right there. Did you see that picture?
Yeah, yeah. It went viral yesterday.
Somebody said, I didn't realize Angel Reese had all that.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that picture, though? She's in these really, really short shorts.
Yeah, I saw that, but my favorite moment from that is Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell quote tweeted the picture of Jaylen Brown sitting next to his girlfriend, Kaiser Gondrzek, and Angel Reese. They're both sitting there together with Jaylen Brown. And Le'Veon Bell quote tweets the picture and says, you know, if they say 2 fives make a 10.
Oh, no.
And then he had to apologize. I'm just kidding, everybody. Leave me alone.
Wow. No, Gondrzek.
I
just think it's funny that he did it.
He did.
Yeah. Had to apologize.
Well, he's not the one that made. Who made the Caitlin Clark comment? Antonio Brown.
Saying she looked like.
No. She.
Her brother.
No, maybe it wasn't Antonio Brown, but there's. I forget who said it, but it was something along the lines of, "You're going to look at Caitlin Clark and Alex Saar, and you're going to see they look the same in real, and then you'll never see anything else again."
Oh, yeah. That's not what John's talking about.
No.
When you saw that video, it's crazy how much they look alike when you really dig into, like, the eyes and nose and mouth.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
But no, Antonio Brown
said something that made her block him pretty immediately.
Antonio Brown would have said
Antonio Brown said it, right?
much more horrific.
Yeah, he did say it. It was much more horrific.
He says things that are absolutely should not be allowed. By our, like, the community, our country should not allow Antonio Brown to say some of the things he says. He is a horrific person. I mean, he is a bad
I don't know.
Person.
I've kind of enjoyed some of it.
And, you know, every post gets tagged by CTESPN.
Yeah.
CTESPN.
That is funny. All right.
To the point that I wonder, are all of those really his tweets? Like, Vernon Maxwell doesn't actually tweet. I hate to ruin this for all of you Santa Claus lovers, but Vernon Maxwell doesn't tweet his own stuff. I know the guy. I don't know him, but I've had conversation on direct message where he was trying to get a free meal from a restaurant. And the guy who runs Vernon's account, because, I mean, let's be real. You read all the stuff that comes out of Vernon's account. It's like, is that really Vernon? Is that really Vernon Maxwell?
But didn't Vernon say that it is?
Of course Vernon said it is.
Yeah.
But I'm just here to tell you.
Yeah. All right. 713-780-3776.
I mean, it's still funny stuff. He makes fun of jazz fans. And oh, I
the jazz thing is awesome. All right, let's break it here. And we got, listen, you want to call in about golf, you're more than welcome. It is a golf show today and tomorrow. Nonstop golf.
Here. I warn people on my show.
Isn't it the day the Texans report to?
Yeah.
Yeah, Texans first practice.
Texans first practice today? Yeah. Golf.
I warn people.
Actually, no, that was yesterday.
That this was going to be the show.
Ooh, I got some interesting intel on Texans that I'm not going to tell on the radio, though.
Okay, well,
then I'll tell you during the break.
We'll do that during the break.
Wait a minute.
I just want people to know there's something that they don't know so that they keep hanging on unless it slips. Yesterday, I let something slip.
The segment about John and then you in golf, and then you're going to talk about something, tell the world that there's something you can't talk about?
Actually, that is kind of not what you're supposed to do.
That's the exact
lead
opposite.
With golf in a morning drive show and then say, got some intel, but I'm not going to tell you. Like, that isn't really how you learn. I wonder if Syracuse teaches
that. Well, we've already destroyed
all
the rules.
It's an anti-tease. Hey, keep listening in case I accidentally tell you something. It's really not that
big. It's not the best. You know what is the best is John Clay Wolf by buying your car. He buys your car every time for more money than the other guys will pay. I'm telling you, if you're looking for the best way to sell that vehicle, there's one way to go that you have to go. Because John Clay Wolf says, listen, I am going to beat whoever it is. I'm going to beat CarMax. Okay, I'll beat the dealership. I'll beat everybody. I'm going to beat you. That's right. He's going to beat you. He's going to beat you with the price. He's going to beat you. He's going to buy that vehicle from you at more. Because that's what John Clay Wolf, that's his job, okay? And he's really, really good at it. What he's really, really good at is giving you more for your vehicle and that's how he does over $1 billion in buying and selling every year now. He's a billion. That's crazy. You know how many vehicles that is? You know how much he's got to, how many he's got to buy and sell, fix them up, and all the stuff that he has to do? It's incredible. He is the best. So if you're going to sell your car, there's one place that you have to go. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Tomorrow is a celebration of life for Ken Hoffman. We are going to be celebrating his life tomorrow. And in memory of Ken Hoffman, Yanni Damaris has put the Hoffy Burger half price all week at Damaris Barbecue. That's the one on it is. It's a great burger. It's got an onion ring on it. Well, Ken designed his own burger. And it just got an onion ring on it. It's got the lettuce. It's huge. And it is half price right now at Damaris Barbecue, which is on 18th Street and 610 Feeder. So you want to go there and enjoy that. And
is the Shepherd location doing it?
I don't know if they make a Hoffy Burger. I don't want to say yes or no. I don't know. But I do know that the 18th Street does. So get on over there and enjoy a happy Hoffy Burger in memory of Hoffy. So many people tweeting and texting and all kinds of stuff. And everybody I see, man, what a shame! What a terrible story! Just a big loss. He was such a big part of our lives here in Houston. I mean, his articles in the Post and the Chronicle. He was such a great writer. You know, most cities have a guy like Ken Hoffman. He was our guy. Mm-hmm. You know, they have that newspaper article that is just whimsical and fun, and you know, he was our guy in that, and just a legend here in the city of Houston.
In Seinfeld, a show about nothing. That's what Ken Hoffman's, I think, shot for with his columns. Of course, he'd been doing his columns before Seinfeld started. Where you never knew what was going to be in it.
Yep.
Like his whole trick is, you know, I used to break his balls about that. If you want to get fresh French fries, tell them you want fries with no salt.
Right.
And then they'll give you fresh French fries, and you can put salt on them yourself. And he had things like that he would, you know, little things he would do. He would show up. He wrestled. He once wrestled, remember?
Yeah.
He's the one who got Sean Pendergast involved in the professional eater thing and Joey Chestnut, like, you never – Hoffman was the guy who you literally never knew what he was going to be involved in.
He was a Renaissance man.
And Kevin Joseph, our good friend, says the Hoffie Burger is at Shepherd. He went there yesterday.
Oh, he did?
Half
oh, good.
Off as well.
Oh, good. He's yes. at Shepherd too. Okay.
Oh, nice.
Great. Great.
Thanks, KJ.
So, yeah, thanks, KJ. So, good stuff. We appreciate it. And get on over there and get a half-price Hoffie Burger today and tomorrow. I think it's just this – I don't know if it's going to go into the weekend, but they did say it's this week. So,
oh, my God. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, it is. It's tremendous.
Onion ring, the bacon.
Yeah,
and they don't skimp on the bacon.
No. No.
No.
That is a great burger.
Bacon cheeseburger with onion ring? This is all.
I'm telling you, it's so big you can't.
This is tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a double.
Today? No, it's all week.
Double patty.
It's going on.
It's a double patty. Got the bacon.
Do they open at 10?
No, I think 11. You know what? Ooh. I might go there and get one today.
More things need to be open at 10:30.
Yeah.
To cater to you.
To cater to people who want to eat lunch earlier.
I'm going to have lunch with JT today.
Yeah, I'm one of those people. Yeah.
Maybe we'll go over there and have it.
You should.
That's great.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah, that's great. So anyway, that's going on. You got the Hoffie Burger commercial we'll play a little bit later.
Will they just bring it to us today?
How about you?
Delch, stop stomach
you
watching.
You think Yanni's going to bring you a burger?
Yeah, no. Fair. And yeah, by the way, Yanni's out of the country, so never mind. Yeah.
There's a bunch of Damarises.
If you think I'm not a man of the people, Yanni is at another level, okay? Not a man of the people. All right, so you got some intel on the Texans.
Well, so it's actually already out there from people who were at the camp yesterday. The Kamari Lassiter is playing outside. The rookie cornerback out of Georgia who played outside. Honestly, we've just all kind of made the assumption he would have to move to nickel. He's a little bit smaller. The long speed is kind of average, but he's got tremendous short area quickness. He's very aggressive and competitive. Frankly, I think he fits at nickel great, but I don't know if that's how D'Amico Ryans is seeing him. I think D'Amico is going to give him that shot as an outside cornerback because he's going to be better than Okuda and C.J. Henderson, who, yeah, frankly, have kind of been first-round washouts.
Yeah.
They're both on their third teams already after being top 10 picks at cornerback. So, you know, what will be interesting is how the Texans handle the nickel position. There's Desmond King has played there before. They could try to play Okuda or Henderson there in that nickel spot, but I'm not sure. I think Henderson's the better. Well, both of them are pretty good athletes. You've got Jalen Petrie if you want to play like the big nickel, kind of how Kareem Jackson became that, where a guy who's really known for being a bigger, stronger guy who can help and run support. But then, you know, Petrie would be a little more limited again in some of the matchups he could be in. So, because the Texans do play a lot of nickel defense. So they're going to have to figure out who's that corner. I mean, it's been that way. Who's going to be the corner? Who's going to be the nickel?
Isn't that the majority of the NFL now is mostly nickel now?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
That's why it's important to have that nickel cornerback. But some teams go with more of a cover talent, and some teams will go – in college, they go with the more physical – you know, the nickel is called the star, basically, in college, and it's really a hybrid – it's a hybrid position of a linebacker and a cornerback. You know, when teams run, you want to have a guy who can stop the run. That's really what changed over a decade ago is it stopped going from little guys at nickel where they realized teams were running at that player. So it's more of a position where you've got to be able to support the run now at the nickel. More than it used to be small guys because you're handling slot. No, it's Dell, who's your guy from Oregon?
Well, I'll give you a name who was playing nickel at Georgia and then said, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to play corner. So he lost weight, transferred, and is now playing for the Bears. Tyrique Stevenson was a nickel star player at Georgia.
Was he really?
He was probably 20 pounds heavier at Georgia. I guess Kirby said, hey, can you do this for me now? And then we'll transition you to corner at some point. And he's like, wait a minute. This isn't happening as quick as I want it to. So he lost weight, transferred to Miami.
He's an outside press corner.
And then
only.
He became the second round pick for the Bears. Yeah. So, yeah, the nickel is a big dude. Who, particularly in those Georgia-type defenses, is going to be a a guy who can cover and stop the run.
Javon Bullard was that guy.
Where does Miles Bryant fit in here?
Miles Bryant?
Yeah.
For the Texans?
Yeah. From New England. They picked him up. He's going to be on the field.
Who the hell? He is?
Yeah, he's going to be on the field a bunch for this team.
Why?
Yes, because he's from New England and the Texans picked him up.
Did I ever write up Miles Bryant?
Did you write? He's been in the league for 4 years.
5'9". Oh, 192. So he's kind of, I bet I wrote him up and I just don't remember him.
He's out of Washington.
Oh, yeah. You wrote this guy up. Come on, Lance. Miles Bryant. Did I like him?
Do you think he's a... it'll be interesting to see if he takes...
He ran a 4.6 240.
A little slow. A little slow.
He doesn't jump very high, so he's not very explosive. Has good short area quickness. And I just said, he played safety, but should be a slot corner at the next level. Tough-minded, physically limited. Twitch and pattern anticipation make him feel faster than he is. Once he's forced to carry man coverage around the field, issues against speed will show up. He's capable short zone defender. That's interesting because what you're basically doing now is our conversation that we just had about Kamar Lastner moving outside. I think they're trying to find a guy who can compete at that nickel spot.
Well, Desmond King has been on the field for this team for the last couple of years. Desmond King has been that guy, and maybe Miles Bryant takes that spot. Maybe that's what Miles Bryant is going to be here for. Because are you going to move Okuda inside or CJ Henderson inside? I don't know. If Lassiter's playing on the outside, now you got – it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, so this is what I said. I had a scout tell me this. He's a great dude and a great teammate, does everything that is asked of him, and that included playing that down safety role, which is kind of box safety. Great character grade. So a lot of this stuff is high character, really tough against the run. That I wrote up on here, pound for pound. He's considered a pound for pound player who's bigger than listed. So what you're getting is somebody who can compete for the Texans on the roster is a guy who's going to be a nickel, you know, a guy who is going to be a big nickel, meaning at only 5'9", but 192, he's going to be a guy who can help against the run. That's exactly what they're doing. They're bringing some competition in there, which would tell me Kamari Lastner is going to be sticking as an outside corner.
Yeah.
Because Desmond King, like you said, I like Desmond King. I just think he's got coverage limitations. Good special teams guy.
He's been a good
ball.
He's been good ball.
Yeah. I think there's just some. I think they want to get better than him. And you're right. Right here on the, it's got Desmond King and Miles Bryant are the two that they have listed at nickel, along with D'Angelo Ross. But
I can see Bryant on the field quite a bit.
Yeah, actually.
But I'll tell you this: C.J. Henderson's going to play a role. C.J. Henderson will play a role for this
team.
You
think?
Yeah, I don't know about Jeff Okuda, but yes, I think C.J. Henderson will. I think so. 729 ESPN 97.5 and 92.
You know, Eric Murray may play a bigger role this year than you're comfortable with.
Yeah, I'm always uncomfortable with Eric Murray playing a role.
He actually hasn't been bad since that terrible year, but that year was enough to just really frighten me. He was also
the one that they put on Devontae Adams the whole game?
No, they put him on Tyreek at one point.
No, Devontae
Adams.
No,
that wasn't Tyreek.
It was
they put him on Devontae. Was that who it was? Yeah, you might be right. They put him on a matchup that made no sense. Not his fault. Why do you think the Texans are picking first all the time?
That was the one year.
Cully Ball.
No, actually
it was OB.
It was OB, but who was the defensive coordinator? The defensive lineman from the Ravens came over here. Great guy.
Weaver.
Anthony Weaver. Yeah. You know, he's a DC again. He's a defensive coordinator again. But that was his defense, and he's covering Devontae. Devontae Adams had a career game against the Houston Texans because Eric Murray was on him in the slot.
Can we scheme this differently?
Oh, my God.
Can we scheme this differently so we don't have – I remember when – God, it was Eric. My coffee has not hit yet. Our safety that went to Kansas City. Oh. Eric Reed, Justin Reed. Remember when Justin Reed was on Tyreek Hill, and then there was Tyreek scored a touchdown, then there was a penalty, or he almost scored a touchdown. There was a penalty, so it was like they had to run it back. It was the same coverage, same play, touchdown. Like, why? Why do we have Justin Reed on Tyreek? How did you have a scheme where a safety is covering the fastest player on the planet? Like, how does that happen?
You know what
and
you
then do. Now, but luckily, well, I mean, best of luck to Anthony Weaver,
I guess. Yeah. You know what you do then? You know what you do then is you go to my bookie and you put all you can. If you think Justin Reed's going to be on Tyreek Hill, then you put everything you own on at my bookie on that team, whatever team Tyreek is on at the time. In this case, the Dolphins. Listen, if you're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid, the football season is here. The teams are reporting. Get to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Get your initial bonus deposit. Get in on the fun. Bet on the Open Championship this week. Get there, but you can't do it unless you play, okay? Play responsibly, but play. You know what's going on in these games. You know you love to play. There's a little something on it. It makes it a little bit better. If you're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid, you've got not only do you have all the sports that you want to bet, but you've got casino gambling as well. And you've got casino gambling where you got live dealers, which is not happening in other places. You got so many advantages of playing at MyBookie. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
ESPN 975. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Yep, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Sam Acho, we're not going to play the whole thing, but it's pretty long because it's pretty long. But Sam Acho and James Jones were breaking down the Texans. James Jones says, okay, you want to play me in man? Well, that's exactly what we want you to do. We want you to play us in man. You want to play us in cover two? Okay, that might be a little bit easier. That might be a little bit better for you. Or cover three, you
keep it in front of you.
Keep it in front of you. He said, but Tank Dell is a matchup nightmare. Your third guy is going to be on Tank Dell. Okay, can you imagine? Okay, with the Texans defense, you're going to have Miles Bryant on
they're going to see. I think they're going to have to see a lot more zone this year.
Yeah.
I think CJ's got to get ready for a lot more zone. Let's face it, you know, so it's a levels passing attack. So this West Coast, they want to give you they'll give you a short look, a medium look, and a deep look. And then your court, not always, but that's what they want to do. They want to allow the quarterback to make easier reads on a corner or a safety or a linebacker. And they make the read, and when they see how you're playing a certain this is what was great about the way, you know, it simplifies the read. And so once they see how once they read what the initial coverage is and then how a particular player decides there's conflict in the routes where a safety, a lot of times you'll see safeties on this for Gary Kubiak and for this, they'll bite down. They have that little drag route. They'll have a dig route over the middle. And you'll see a safety bite down on it, but somewhere behind him is a post route. And then he's cooked. And so CJ's just looking at that safety. What's that safety going to do? And boom, if he stays deep, you got that little dig route. Yep. And he throws so accurately. So that's what I'm saying. It puts players in conflict when they're in man-to-man. So they're going to have to play. Defenses have to play more zone this year. They have to. And CJ's got to be patient.
James Jones said, good, go ahead, because that's exactly what we want to do.
That's what he wants also?
He said, there is no stopping this offense.
I thought that it was exactly what you wanted in man.
No. He said, go ahead, play man and see if you can cover Tank Dell with your third guy.
So they should be scoring what then? Did they put a point total per game?
Probably 31.5.
100 points per game?
100 points
per 31.5.
They did not put a points total up
there.
Who
scores more per game, the Dolphins or the Texans? It's both the same. It comes from the same family tree of offense.
Yeah.
But Mike McDaniel is
probably
the
Dolphins.
Aggressive.
Yeah, probably the Dolphins.
You think?
I mean, okay, will the Texans be a top five scoring team?
Jets defense.
Will the Texans be a top five scoring team?
You got Jets defense. You got Buffalo defense. And then
and the Patriots.
And the Patriots defense actually isn't bad. And now we've got Titans, Jaguars, and
yeah,
Colts.
But if we're going by – When we were talking about CJ's projected numbers and you took issue with Mike Clay,
4,100.
He also had strength of schedule by roster, not by what they did last year. The Dolphins have a middling strength of schedule. Texans have the fourth toughest.
Yeah,
by roster talent.
By roster talent. Okay. Yeah,
right.
That's an interesting way.
No, that's exactly. I mean, That's a problem. I got them 10-7. I mean, this schedule, while they're going to be much better and they've done so much, this schedule is going to be
a bit. I got them 11-6, but did you not hear what James Jones and Emmanuel, but less so Emmanuel Acho, more so James Jones.
It's Emmanuel, not Sam?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Less so Emmanuel. I don't love listening to him. But James Jones, formerly of NFL Network, he's trustworthy.
Okay.
And he played the position. And I would just tell you that, like he told you, okay, you play a tougher schedule. You still, guess what? These guys are playing one of the toughest offenses in football. It's not hyperbole. The Texans, if they get their running game going a little bit, they're legitimately one of the top, I think, three offenses in football.
Okay, so that's what my question. Will they finish top five in offense?
Well, here were the points per game
scoring,
scored.
In scoring offense.
Well, I'll give you the numbers for points per game scored. You'll see if you think the Texans make this jump. They finished at 13th last year, 22.7. Dallas was number one with 30.1. San Fran, 28.6. The Dolphins, 27.9. Baltimore, 27.7. And Detroit, 27.4. So all playoff teams. And you're talking upper 20s to low 30s.
Yeah, feels big, but at the same time, the Texans had two games with no quarterback. Not really. They had a rookie quarterback who had to feel his way through the early part of the season. Yeah, I think it would be disappointing if they don't hit in the mid to upper 25s. And I think getting over 27 is very, very possible. I'd put a 50-50 chance there, but that may not get them inside the top three, though, based on the numbers.
Okay, so but here's the deal:
top five
at
yeah.
Baltimore, they scored 9 points,
right?
And then they scored 10 points. Okay, against elite level. Okay, so look at who they played?
Pittsburgh.
They scored 30 against Pittsburgh. Yeah. Is that an elite defense?
Well, Pittsburgh's defense is pretty good. I mean,
Cincinnati,
that's a
they scored
team.
30.
Yeah.
That's
a playoff team.
That's a playoff team.
I don't know that they're an elite defense, but it's a playoff team.
Cleveland?
The worst games they had, two of the worst games they had were, and it was early, was Atlanta and Carolina.
And to clarify, the numbers I gave you included all those teams' playoff games as well.
Yeah. Atlanta and Carolina were two of the worst games. Two of CJ's worst games. I don't think that's going to – I mean, that's part of the rookie process. I think what you're looking at now is you've got – Tank in another year, Nico another year, and they're still in their ascending phase of their career. You got Stephon Diggs, who's descending in his career, but still a good player. So you've added a better player. You've got more
help.
Is
Joe Mixon going to make a big difference?
I don't think so. I think Joe Mixon will be a solid running back. I was looking at this yesterday. Jane Slater was asking me some questions. Joe Mixon had the Bengals ran about 63 outside zone runs. The Texans, it had them listed for 136 outside zone runs. Bobby Slowick wants to get the outside zone going, which is a stretch play, which is going to widen out the field, get guys flowing hard.
Which is why Dameon Pierce can't be on the field.
Well, and he's the second, and Dameon Pierce doesn't run stretch well.
Right.
That's just not his jam. And although I will say, I think he can turn into a better one because I noticed a lot of his problems were making reads between the tackles. So maybe once you get him outside the tackle, it'll be better. But he's not a real fast player. But either is Joe Mixon at this stage. And Joe Mixon didn't run a ton of outside zone. So I am curious about how these two running backs in particular are going to fit into Bobby Slowick's desire to run more stretch plays. I don't know that it's a great fit. That's why I'm not as high on the Joe Mixon stuff as a lot of people were. Because I think the name maybe exceeds the game right now. But he can catch passes. He can give you hard yardage after contact. He is more he's a little more decisive than what they had. He will be an upgrade. I don't know that he's a huge upgrade over Singletary. I mean, he's a different running back. He's going to be a tougher runner. But Singletary did a damn good job for the Texans. I would have loved to have had him on the team with Mixon and not Pierce. I would have loved to have kept Singletary. That would have been nice to have him and Mixon at running back because I think that would have been a much better 1-2. And I love Dameon Pierce, but I'm just convinced after watching him last year that this is just not
going to
be.
Up.
Yeah, this is just not going to be his thing.
No, I mean, okay. So when we come back, yeah, we're gonna take a look. And Warren Sharp just put out something that's interesting, and it it relates to what the Texans are doing, too. Let's break it right here. I want to talk about Houston Powder Coaters. Houston Powder Coaters is the way to go. If you have anything metal that you want to save, Houston Powder Coaters is here for you. What you need is to call up there, give a call up there, and Robin will tell you whether or not you can keep that or you're going to have to toss it. Robin will tell you whether or not they can save it or not. 281-676-3888. They will come to your home or your business, and they will pick it up, and they will deliver it, both absolutely free. I mean, that's a nice service, okay? Especially, you got patio furniture. You don't want to be hauling it around. You don't want to be take it over to the Hardy Toll Road where they are. Let them come and pick it up and bring it to you, okay? And they do this absolutely free. The service is second to none. 20 years they've been in business. 5-star customer service. Great Google reviews. Very hands-on. Great communication. She's going to tell you whether or not you can save it or you should buy some new stuff. She'll be honest with you. They ain't worried about the business. They got plenty of business. They don't need to work you. What they need is you to give a call. 281-676-3888. Save that stuff. 281-676-3888 or HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey! I'm under pressure, underpaid.
You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm looking through News of the Weird. John Hinckley Jr. says violence is not the way to go.
Yeah, he's the one.
Here's the foremost authority on let's not be violent. The guy who shot Reagan.
He may have made a comeback.
Well, yeah, no, I think he's...
What's he doing now? Is he in prison?
Yeah, but he was doing... I think he's a musician, too, yeah, and he had concerts, but nobody went.
I think we saw that story. Yeah. He's the one who made an attempt on the life of Ronald Reagan because was it Jodie Foster that he was trying to impress?
Correct.
With an assassination. That's why when people sometimes think it's, when they think it's always political, it's usually not. It's usually just kind of a guy who's
not all there.
Yeah.
He's trying.
With Hinckley. At
least. You don't think it impressed Jodie Foster? I mean, he was probably right.
I think she's like, how did you put me in this?
I'm going to assume it turned her off to men completely.
Oh, wow.
Well, you never know.
I don't know. Is she? I don't know.
Jodie Foster's a known.
Is she?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jodie Foster got nominated for, so she's really good. She was Clarice in Silence of the Lambs.
She just got, Annette Bening got nominated for the Swim movie.
No, but she was nominated for Swim movie, but she was nominated for an Emmy yesterday for True Detective.
Oh, she was?
Yeah,
she was good.
Did you see this?
Yeah, she did.
She was nominated for that. And I think she was nominated, I don't know if she was nominated for the Oscar in Taxi Driver when she was a 13-year-old with Robert De Niro. She was a prostitute, a street worker, and she was supposed to be 13 or 14, maybe that's how old she was. And she was in that movie with Robert De Niro, Taxi Driver, which is... Man, if you've never seen Taxi Driver, like old school De Niro was off the charts good.
Yes.
Then he became, I want to see it. Everything was analyze this, analyze that, the Fockers. He just cashed it in.
Yeah.
That's fine. You know, that's fine.
I love that. And his politics are so awesome. It's all awesome to hear.
Well, it depends on what you think. He'll let you know what he thinks.
Well, I'm pretty sure I know which way he's leaning.
Well, he's not a Trump guy.
Speaking of which, did you see MSNBC said if Biden comes back from COVID, it's the same as Trump coming back from the assassination?
I mean, when I heard he had COVID at his age, I will admit that.
You want to play it?
No, okay. I don't care. I'm just trying to figure out who said it.
It's MSNBC. They're all the same.
Who?
Was it Joy Reid?
It was.
Why'd you immediately go to her? She does say some.
Because the only one I know.
It was a black woman. I don't know who she is.
That's Joy. Then it could have been Joy Reid.
Yeah.
It's been Joy Reid.
Yeah. I think. I don't know.
That's kind of. I saw the simulation they had where. They show where the bullet goes.
When he turned?
That's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Literally.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, did you see what Caleb Williams was trying to do? He's trying to eliminate in his first contract, or he was trying to eliminate in his first contract, the franchise tag. the ability for the Bears to franchise him at the end of the deal.
I respect the hustle of his agent on
and
that one.
The Bears said, no, we're not setting that.
No,
how about if somebody set that precedent?
He doesn't have an agent.
He doesn't? He's doing it himself?
No. Well,
that's why that's so silly. That's an NFLPA thing. You can't eliminate.
Well, he was...
it's not a talking point.
Well, the issue was because he was, I guess, according to him, having his lawyers or people do it, but... The rules are you're not allowed to have anyone but an accredited agent do it. So either he was not telling the truth or some funny business going on. But, yeah, his deal gets done. He was also trying to have some money put into an LLC. There are multiple things he was trying to do that.
Because it'll make it easier for him to write stuff.
That were different than what a normal contract would
sounds
be.
Like there, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like he's got a really good accountant that he's working through, which sometimes the NBA players would have that going for him. Because the LLC, he's going to do that to try to kind of divvy up his money in different directions and take advantage of tax opportunities.
In Illinois, LLCs have zero income tax filing requirements, meaning he wouldn't have to pay taxes on his four-year contract worth $39
million. Oh, on state taxes? Because it doesn't matter for IRS.
Right. I don't know.
Yeah, but see, I mean, that's what I'm saying. An accountant is the one who's really helping him here. But, no, the NFL, you've got a collectively bargained agreement. They're not – you can't just say, okay, I guess we'll take that out. Did you – I 100% believe that his dad tried to get a piece of the ownership group.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so ballsy for a rookie.
Well, not only that, but he also wanted a forgivable loan, which would have resulted in Williams getting the money tax-free until the loan was forgiven as many as 10 years into the future.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's good. Hey, I respect the hustle.
Well, yeah, but how much, like, it sounds like all he, okay, well, that's not fair. I got to be open-minded about this. This all is just money grabs, but I mean,
well, it's just trying to avoid taxes,
right?
Right,
right. But that is, but you know, that's his agent or accountant's job, I guess, at a contract.
His dad worked in commercial real estate, so he would have some basis of knowledge about how about this. And you know, I get it. Hey, if I can find a way not to pay taxes on my money, please.
I have to set aside, as long as he keeps that same energy for his football, and that he wants like. He's that intense with his football, then there's no problem. They're not going to get all that new stuff. So it comes off as kind of divish when you hear like, oh my gosh, listen to this guy. But I mean, it is, they're just doing battle. They're trying to break new ground on things. So, you know, if you're open-minded about it, you just, as long as he's a good football player, none of it matters.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's,
but you know, the city as well as any of us do. Oh, okay. I have to just get off track. So Pizza Hut,
it's got a Chicago style pizza,
tavern style pizza.
Yeah. I saw someone.
They're
try
basically
it.
Saying this is Chicago.
I gotta try
pizza.
It. I gotta see.
They're basically saying this is Chicago's pizza.
I saw one Chicago gentleman try it, and he said, as you might expect, it's trash.
It's trash.
Well, he was gonna say trash.
Yeah, no matter.
I'm a flatbread. I'm a thin crust guy.
Well, so
Keneally's, it'll probably be all right.
So Keneally's is a tavern style pizza.
Yes,
it's the same kind.
Keneally's
of
is excellent.
Keneally's
is
really good.
Really good pizza. Yeah. The two best pizzas are,
but that's called tavern style.
Capone's,
but I guess,
and Keneally's
thin crust.
Yes,
yeah, I like thin crust.
Thin crust. That's the best thin crust. Nick's has a great pizza too. We love, but Capone's, and if you want thin crust here, it's Capone's and Keneally's.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Capone's is really good. Really good. 757 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Chicago. I was just going to ask you, the city of Chicago and the media. I mean, they'll turn on you pretty quick. You better. I know New York gets all that credit and Philadelphia, but Chicago's not exactly the easiest place
to
play.
No, but it's not the easiest place.
But they want to like you, though.
Yeah, but there's been plenty of losing teams that have been for years and years. The Sox and the Cubs forever. I mean, the Bears were terrible forever.
He's a first-round guy who paints his nails. There's going to be a little extra energy for him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. And he's supposed to be the savior. He was the number one overall. There's plenty of pressure.
He's been told he's a generational, they've been hyped him as a generate, which he's not generational, but he's been hyped as generational for 2 years now.
Well, so let's see how he plays when it's 10 below, you know, and that's what it's going to be when
nah,
it counts.
I mean, you might get it one game, though.
No, but if you get playoffs there, you better be ready for it because it's going to be cold.
If you get to the playoffs, you've done your job.
Yeah, right.
Poles and Caleb
Williams. That's not that, but that's not enough. Jay Cutler did that forever.
Well, until he got traded.
Yeah, well, but you know what? It's we'll see. I don't give a rat's ass. I care about game two when they come here. It's going to be a tough out. The Bears have got a really good defense.
And, well, the whole cold weather thing only has to last for, what, a couple years? Don't they have plans for a new stadium with the roof?
Yeah.
He's just got to make it a couple years. Don't screw it up too bad, and then he'll get to play in the perfect temperatures at home.
In Arlington.
So you think about that. You think about the NFC North, and we're concerned about Caleb Williams and cold weather. He'll have a retractable or maybe just a dome for his stadium. Lions inside, Vikings inside. He'll play one game a year outside.
Hey, are we getting our stadium fixed? Are these panels, the three panels got jacked up? Is it already fixed? We can't be having all that humidity getting the stadium.
I'm sure they're working on it. I'm sure we're going to have to build them a new stadium now.
You joke.
I joke, but not really.
Nah, we're still a ways away from
that. We're coming up on 30 years, people. That's when you get new stadiums.
It's 20 plus years now.
Yeah. I'll be dead by then based on Gilbert's death prediction. So
you don't have to worry about it.
I don't care if the city has
your
to pay
tax,
for that.
Your kids' tax money. That's what's going to happen. QC Kinetics is going to happen right now.
Yeah, and QC Kinetics is they're the leaders in regenerative medicine. Their doctor, the one who started it, he is like at the forefront of the technology. And it's regenerative processes basically heal the joints. They heal the joints by regenerating and restoring the damaged tissue. The joint pain that you have when you have arthritis I had a friend of mine who just left the country to go get a treatment on his arthritis. Like, oh, this is the best kind. And I said, listen, you should have just made the trip to Houston and gone to QC Kinetics. They're doing the same thing that you're trying to travel internationally for. They've got all the best technologies. They've got the more aggressive approaches like they had for my wife with her bone-on-bone knee issue. And she's now training for a second marathon since she got diagnosed with bone-on-bone knee. And you need to attack the joints so that you can reduce that inflammation for long term, and then you have, you know, the joint health, which leads to less pain, more mobility, and frankly, a more enjoyable life. So QC Kinetics, 4 locations in Houston. Set up your free consultation, go in and visit with them. It's QCKinetics.com. That's QCKinetics.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.